This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend?
Well, I'm good. I went to bed fairly early, so I'm not don't have an election night hangover.
I wish I could say the same thing, but yeah. I was stuck here at the studios, working hard. Interesting night last night.
Yeah, it was. Things went fairly well, status quo in the area, I think, outside of some county board seats. It was probably a little surprise, but on the level of the legislators and stuff, I think probably went fairly status quo.
Congratulations to all the winners last night.
Yeah.
County board's going to have a new look coming up, but when the next board steps in, and we'll wait and see how that goes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think we probably lost some quality people, and we probably got some quality people coming aboard. So we'll just see how it shakes out.
Equal trade there.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a good guest here today.
Yes, we do.
The last time our guest was here, she got preempted. Because Mother Nature, I guess, didn't like the interview, so she raised some havoc and caused the show to get cut about 10 minutes earlier than normal. Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is our guest, and we'll have our conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Are your hosts here, and our guest is Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Mindy, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we are here to talk about the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And I guess since our last conversation, the big news is you're supplying blood to St. Francis Hospital.
We are. We actually started supplying on July 1st all of the blood to St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. So we are hosting regular blood drives there at the hospital in the auditorium, which is downstairs near the cafeteria. And those blood drives are held the fourth Tuesday of every month from noon to 6. So we'll be there again on November 27th.
And, of course, things are going well with the blood drives?
Absolutely. The hospital's been very supportive. Again, we're there once a month, so we're just hoping to build donors and just get the awareness out there to let everybody know that we are there and that blood is staying locally.
And that may take a little time for people to get accustomed to having the blood drive right there at the hospital, but I'm sure it'll work out well for everyone concerned.
One thing that I will say, because we did a broadcast from down there, actually, I think it was, the first broadcast that you, blood drive that you had down there, you saw a lot of younger people, and I think that's going to be towards the advantage in the long term for the blood drives, is you're starting to see the individuals now starting college or the seniors donating blood. So the awareness, especially with the young people, is there.
Yeah, we actually hosted a blood drive yesterday at Lincolnland Community College there in Litchfield. And 20% of the nation's blood supply is supported by high school and college students. So we're looking at hoping that they can bridge the gap, because a lot of the baby boomers are getting to the age where they're going to be needing blood soon, to where they're not able to donate anymore. We're going to have to really get a lot more people to help us out with those blood needs.
And of course, as we mentioned, we're in the fall and winter season. This is the time where blood donation, I think, is pretty much at its utmost importance because of accidents and trauma emergencies, correct?
Well, summer is when we often have blood shortages, but we also find that we have some issues in the fall with a few different things that go on. There's always reasons that people are busy, but cold season hits and flu season. So a lot of our healthy donors aren't able to come out and donate. So they're, you know, down with the flu. So we're hoping that we can get anybody who's healthy and able to come out and help us out to show up to these blood drives to make sure we do keep a healthy blood supply, because the flu is about to, you know, hit. As much as we don't want it to, it always, you know, wreaks havoc in the winter. And then we also have issues sometimes with weather. Like you said, we had a storm the last time I was here, but if it would be in December and we had a storm like that, we'd have lots of snow and ice, which makes it a little harder for us to get to the blood drives and get set up, as well as donors to get to those locations. So
is that a reason why, let's say, the blood drives maybe, let's say, in December, January, or maybe not as often as what you would like because of the weather pattern? Or do you still keep the normal schedule as presented?
We keep the normal schedule. We still try to schedule as many donations as possible. It's just harder because there's a lot of businesses that take time off during the holidays. Schools close for the holiday break. Students go home from college. They're not in school. So we don't have a lot of high school, college blood drives during that time. And then you've got people who are in the hustle and the bustle of getting everything prepared for the holidays.
Let's talk a little bit about a person who maybe is going to, has decided to give blood, and maybe it's the first time. Kind of walk us through the procedure of that person coming to the blood bank and giving blood, what all it concerns and what it takes to give a pint of blood.
Sure. If you've never been a blood donor with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, we do ask that you bring a photo ID for identification purposes. You show up, there's someone there at the registration area where they'll take your name, address, phone number, verify your identification. Then you fill out a short little questionnaire that's, I believe it's 56 questions, yes or no, mark the box kind of thing. But it's an FDA-required form that all blood donors fill out. It's the same as any other blood organization would use. They fill out that form, then they get a mini physical where we check blood pressure, we check pulse, we check temperature to make sure they don't have a low-grade fever they're unaware of. And then we go through a few questions. The nurse, you know, interviews them, and then they're off. We do check their iron. We take a finger stick and check their hemoglobin level to know how much iron is in their blood. And if all that checks out, then they go through the donation process, which a lot of people think it takes about an hour to give blood, but you're really only in the chair for 7 to 15 minutes total. You only actually bleed for 7 to 10 minutes. So, and then afterwards, we at the hospital, especially there, they're serving juice and cookies, and they've got sandwiches and the whole nine yards. So
it's a fairly simple process.
It is. It's actually, we go to high school blood drives, and you know, right now we're trying to teach them how to be a donor. And with that said, what we want people to remember too before they come to donate is to remember to eat and drink before you come to donate. A lot of your blood tests that your doctor will have you do when you're going to give blood, they ask you not to eat. We ask you to eat more before you donate. So we want our donors to be well hydrated, feeling healthy. And also, a lot of people think if you're on any type of medication that you can't give blood, and that's not true.
Of course, when we need to mention, if you eat, that's one thing, but drinking, probably what, water? Stay away from the sodas.
Lots of fluids. I mean, soda's fine,
right?
But we'd prefer you to, you know, be well hydrated. No alcohol before you donate. No.
We don't want that going through the system.
Yeah, the night before is fine. Just don't be under the influence when you donate.
And believe me, you will tell. You will tell.
Yeah. What it is we do take a pint of blood. We can dehydrate you a little bit. So we ask that you increase fluids ahead of time, because we are taking a pint of fluid from you. So if you've drank that morning or then really hard the night before, you might not feel so great afterwards. So we encourage people to stay well hydrated before they come to give blood.
So it's just a simple process. We've got a blood drive. We mentioned the one in Litchfield that's coming up. I know there's others. What other blood drives are there?
Today, there is a blood drive in Carlinville from noon to 6 at the Elks Lodge. That's a regular blood drive where they are the first Wednesday of every odd month. So we'll be back again in January. But today, again, from noon to 6 in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge. Next Wednesday from 12 to 6:30, we're going to be at the Moose Lodge there in Hillsboro.
Okay. That's a building, Uncle Ralph, you and I know something about. The old Moose Lodge in Hillsboro.
We've been there a time or two. Yeah.
Time or two. And that's next Wednesday. And how many volunteers does it take to put on a blood drive?
It depends on the size of the blood drive. At the Hillsboro location, we actually have two main volunteers, and we're actually looking for some help with that. One of our volunteers has moved. We're really going to miss Pat, but she's going to be moving away. So we're looking for someone else to step in and help Lucille with that, which would consist of a half a day at the blood drive and helping with some posters and flyers and things throughout the community.
And anyone seeking that may have some time available that can help out, can they just contact you or
They can contact me. I can give them my cell phone number, which is 217-502-9204 if they're interested in helping out. We also utilize volunteers there to serve juice and cookies and the sandwiches and to greet donors and help with thank you cards and things like that.
Is there any chance or any way that, let's say, an individual comes to a blood drive that they would not be able to donate blood for whatever reason?
There's a few things. If you have had leukemia or lymphoma, you are permanently deferred from being a donor. If you're on a blood thinner, you're not able to be a donor. But Accutane for psoriasis, there's a few prostate cancer medications that are not okay. If you're on tamoxifen for breast cancer, that's a deferral. However, if you've fought cancer that isn't lymphoma or leukemia and won, and you're off medication for at least a year, you are eligible to donate blood again. So a lot of people think that once they've had cancer, they can never give blood again. A lot of people think when they're diabetic that they can't give blood, but diabetics can give blood as long as they're well controlled.
And is there a time frame? Let's say you have an individual that donated blood, let's say 28 days ago. Is there a time frame that you would
absolutely be? Absolutely. It has to be 8 weeks, 56 days to donate a unit of whole blood since your last donation. So we are in the area a little more than that because we are at the hospital and at the Moose Lodge, so they won't be able to donate at both locations. So they're in Hillsboro. They can donate at the Moose Lodge. It's scheduled 56 days apart.
Okay. And then I think one thing we need to mention, we've talked about the volunteer aspect. If you've donated before, not necessarily with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, but with another organization, all you have to do is tell them how much you have donated, and then that would go into your overall count with you guys, correct?
Absolutely. As I talked about the first process, when you walk in the door and you greet our registration person greets you, when you go to register and you tell them, let them know before the blood drive, find out how many pints you've given to another organization, and just tell them, and they'll put it in the system, and you'll get credit for that. We do also have something called, it's our Impact Donor Loyalty Program, and it's a website they can go to, and they earn points, and it's the free points, which is really cool, it doesn't cost any points, is they can go online and get a nice window cling for their car that says how many gallon donor they are, which is really cool. I have my 5-gallon donor badge in my back window, so people know when they see my car that I'm a 5-gallon blood donor. And it's just something that you can proudly display on your vehicle, and it doesn't cost any of your points, so you can still save your points to get the cool things like there's sweatshirts and gym bags and coffee mugs and polo shirts, fun stuff out there.
And, of course, when we have you in here or any representative, we always like to touch on the individual who may be facing surgery in the near future and wants to use their own blood. What's the procedure they need to follow to get this done?
Absolutely. If someone is going to be having surgery and their doctor has said that they may need blood and they would like to donate their own blood before that surgery, their doctor will need to send an order to the blood center, and then that donor will be sent in, scheduled at our location. They'll have to call our Springfield office, which is 217-753-1530, at the front desk, ask for special donations, and they can get them set up with an appointment to donate blood before their surgery. Now, that can be done at a blood drive, so if they'd rather find a blood drive in the area to do that at, but they do have to set it up with our special donation process ahead of time because there's some paperwork involved to make sure that unit of blood stays for that one person to use on a certain date.
Or they can go to Springfield and do it.
Absolutely. Our office in Springfield is there on 7th Street. We're right across from the Springfield Clinic at 1134 South 7th Street. The main campus there at Springfield Clinic, we're kind of cattywampus from it. So they can come in there. We're open. Our core hours are like 8 to 4. So most days you're going to find us, we're always open 8 to 4. But there are days where we're open until 6, and some days we're open at 7 a.m.
Okay. So things are going well with the with the blood center. You've got a healthy schedule for blood drives, so there is no reason if you to say, oh, I missed the blood drive, because there's plenty of opportunities around this area to donate blood. And, of course, I'm sure you're probably looking for more dates to fill as well.
We do have some open space on our calendar, so if a business or organization is willing to help us out with a holiday blood drive, we've even got a lot of openings in January. January always seems to be a tough month because of the weather that we have here in Central Illinois. We do have a lot of, you know, when we have a high school blood drive that's expecting 100 pints of blood that day and school gets canceled because the buses can't run, you know, we have space on our calendar, things like that. So we do try to overbook our blood drives in December and January. So for those reasons. So if anybody is wanting to host a blood drive at their location, they can certainly call me.
And of course, now with having organized a blood drive at the St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield, for people in this area, it's convenient. You got the blood drive at the Hillsborough Moose Club and the blood drive at the St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. So it makes convenient and fairly handy for everyone to go and give blood.
Yeah, and we actually do have a every 56 blood drive day blood drive at Hillsborough Hospital as well.
Yeah,
so
right.
You know, there's several opportunities in this area to give blood.
And of course, you mentioned Hillsborough Area Hospital, St. Francis. You just got the contract to donate to be the blood supplier for St. Francis Hospital. This just adds on to the hospital families that you're, I guess, the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is over with blood supply.
Yeah, we actually supply a total of 85 hospitals in four states. So most of Illinois, Iowa, into Missouri, and into Wisconsin. So we're a little bit of everywhere now with the merger that we've had with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and Community Blood Services of Champaign. So merging those three blood centers, we are an 85-hospital network that supplies over 200,000 pints of blood in a year to those hospitals.
Is there room to expand more?
There is, but I think we're at a comfortable size right now. Obviously, if there was other hospitals in the area that wanted us to provide service, we would try to accommodate them and do that.
And that's like anything. With my job, I go to city council meetings all the time. I think that isn't that the like a normal bidding process where the organizations bid out to be the blood supplier for a certain hospital, correct?
They do. A lot of times with us is we're approached by hospitals.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a thing with this is with the St. Francis change was due to the Hospital Sisters Health Systems that they belong to, a network of hospitals, and that system decided that they would like to have one supplier supply all of their hospitals. We currently already supply the majority of those hospitals, so adding a couple more of those hospitals on was not a huge issue.
Okay. We talked a little bit about the individual who is facing surgery of some kind and giving their own blood. For an individual, just to give folks out there an idea of what they need to do, for an individual, we'll say, is facing major surgery in January, what would be a good timetable for them if they want to give their own blood to get that done between now and January?
The thing is, blood is only good on the shelf for 42 days, but you can only give every 56 days. However, if you're donating for yourself, your doctor will make the recommendations of how early they want you to donate. So it may be 2 weeks, 3 weeks before your surgery that they'll have you donate a pint of blood. And they may have you donate 2 pints of blood in that 40-day range. But that is something that your physician would determine and do for you based on your medical history and things like that. Some patients are just not well enough to donate that much blood before their surgery.
See, I just learned something. Blood has a 40-day
life. 42 days.
42-day life cycle.
42 days is all it's good for in the refrigerator before we can utilize it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It don't last near as long as good whiskey, see?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, platelets only last 5 days, and it takes 24 to 72 hours to test those for bacteria. So for those five, to do all the testing on the platelets, mm-hmm. we've only got about a 24-hour window to utilize those platelets.
And keep in mind, folks who donate blood and stuff, you're not only donating a unit of blood for someone else to use, but there's a lot of other things they do with that pint of blood.
Absolutely. We do use every part of the pint of blood except for the white blood cells. We do take those off. But we do freeze the plasma product, and that is actually used. A company purchases it from us to manufacture medication, like the Rogam injections that they give to females when they're pregnant for the Rh factor. So we do utilize every part of that blood. The platelets are drawn off and used in random platelets for donors, and then we're using the red blood cells for patients as well. So,
Mindy, we're running out of time here. We're getting close to the end of the program. Anyone seeking more information about the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, what's the best? Give us a website that they can follow or look up and get that information.
The website is cicbc.org, and our phone number is 866-GIVE-BLD. They can call our main blood center there. And we also have bloodcenterimpact.org if they want to just log on and check out how many points they have in our online store. They can log on there. If they don't know their user ID number, that's fine. They can put in their information. It'll prompt them. Their password is their date of birth. So they can put that in and find out how many points they have or schedule a blood drive appointment for any blood drive in the area.
All right. So things are going well. You're looking for volunteers for the Hillsboro Blood Drive coming up next Wednesday at the Moose. You've got a blood drive this afternoon at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Fourth Tuesday, you're at St. Francis Hospital, and any other dates that you can. It's just at this time of year, it's good to replenish the blood supply and make sure that it's there. And I think that's the point of it all.
Yeah.
And a big thank you to all of the facilities like the Elks, the Moose, and anywhere else that donates their building and their facilities for the blood drives.
Yeah, we really have good community support with people providing snacks and volunteers who help us out, locations. We really appreciate all of that, because without those volunteers and without everyone else involved and without the donors who come in to donate the blood, we couldn't supply those hospitals with the blood they need.
Mindy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Uncle Ralph next week. Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College is scheduled to be in. And then I think the week after that, we've got Matt Ferguson and company. I think there's a Thanksgiving dinner.
There's something coming up. Yep.
Something like that.
Everybody has a good time at the turkey.
Well, you know what? I went around town the other day. How many Christmas trees are starting to pop? I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. Go to Walmart.
Well, there's a place in Edwardsville that all their holiday decorations are up.
You'd think it was Christmas Eve at Walmart.
I know. Well, you got to get the decorations early.
Yeah, get them out early.
And then, of course, after Matt Ferguson, we got, I think, Mickey Robinson in as well. So we're jam-packed. We are jam-packed. And until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.